In everybody's lives, they have to deal with hardships. Usually a person will overcome them. But what happens when your hardship is not one you can just get over? What if it will follow you for the rest of your life? My sister, Izina, realized she was different at a young age. Her sexuality has affected her in more ways than one, and she continues to deal with the broken pieces of her childhood.
Interview 1.
I knew I was different. Like, I realized that I was different when I was about 3. But I just didn't know that there was a name for what I believed at that time was my sickness. And I didn't want to tell anybody because I thought I was the only one. And I knew that this wasn't something that people would think was a good thing. So I was really quiet about it and afraid of what people would think about me if they knew. When I told people that I was gay, it wasn't a decision that I was ready to make. I kind of was backed into a corner. And it was when I was 15 and I was dating somebody significantly older than I was at the time. And other family started finding out. And I was urged to tell my mother before someone else did. And I was not ready to do that because I still wasn't ready to accept calling myself gay.
Okay. How did they react to the news?
When I told mommy, at first she thought I was going to tell her that I was pregnant. So when she found out that I was just that I was gay, she was kind of relieved. But then after that, she was upset. She knew that my mom would not accept that. So I wasn't shocked with her reaction, but the lack of shock didn't stop it from being hurtful. When my dad found out, my mom told my dad, he said he was always going to love me no matter what I was, as long as eventually one day when I was grown that I would give him a grandchild. And my grandmother told me that I was an embarrassment to the family. So, not so much issues with the family, because I had made a pact with myself that by the time I was 18, I was moving away from the bigotry within my family. I could deal with the bigotry outside because I expected that from people who didn't know me and who didn't love me. But having that come from people who were supposed to love me and supposed to accept me in every way that I was, especially since I accepted all of their flaws and shortcomings, I just had it in my mind that I was going to leave and just never come back when I turned 18. But that didn't happen. Well, it did in a way, because when, after mommy passed and everybody moved up to New York, I stayed in Pennsylvania because I didn't want to have to deal with being looked at like some kind of mutant.
So why'd you decide to connect back to the family and move back to New York?
Really, because I had no choice. I didn't have the kind of guidance that I needed, and I was always mature for my age, but there was still guidance that I needed to have, so I was trying to make it on my own at a very young age, and I didn't really know what it took to hold down a household on your own, so I was kind of just playing it by ear, and I only lasted out there on my own for about 4 years, so by the time I came back, it was either come to New York or be in Pennsylvania and be homeless.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you wish you could have happened differently?
I wish that I could have felt welcomed in my own home and comfortable to express myself, because I probably at this point would have had like 3 master's degrees, because I would have had time and energy to focus on school and not be just trying to find reasons to stay alive and trying to find the love that I was supposed to have for myself and other people.
Do your family's reactions affect your relationships with women?
Absolutely. Because when you have a family, if your family takes your relationship seriously, you can go and seek counsel in them for certain things that go on in your relationship. But when no one thinks your relationship is valid, whether things are going good or going bad, nobody cares. Because they think it's nothing anyway. So suffice it to say, if I call and say I just got my heart broken by my girlfriend, instead of anybody emphasizing with the fact that I got my heart broken, all they see is, well, it's a gay relationship. It couldn't work anyway. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wish that you weren't gay?
No. It saved my life.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I had a lot of low self-esteem, and young girls who have low self-esteem end up in some really bad places. And it was my sexuality that kind of stopped me from heading down some of those roads. But it also, I don't regret not being gay because I love me now. And I've been able to have some really strong and beautiful, powerful relationships with women. And this has helped me to appreciate myself and other people. And I would never... Why would I want to be anybody other than me? If I'm somebody else, who's going to play me?
Right. Okay. Do you think you were born this way?
Well, like I said, I remember always being attracted to women. I don't think necessarily that you're born gay or straight. I think we're born with the ability to become sexual beings. I think in a period in my life, I felt that I was born gay. But if I had to be really honest at this point, it's a choice that I make.
Okay.
I choose my partner. I'm not just drawn to it by inertia alone.
How would you feel if you had a child that was gay?
I would love my child no matter whether it was gay or straight. I think that I would be able to help my child in his path and give them the guidance and the love that I needed.
Mm-hmm. If you had to help someone who is gay accept themselves, what would you tell them?
That if they only have one person to please in a day, make sure it's them.
Interview 2. Samira watches Izina dealt with the consequences of her sexuality, but was never asked on how the situation made her feel and how it affected her relationship with her sister. Today, we will find out. How do you feel about gay people?
How do I feel about gay people?
Yes.
I guess the same way I feel about straight people.
And how do you feel
about... There's no real difference.
Okay. How does having a gay sister make you feel?
Personally, the answer to that would be the same as, you know, the answer to the first. Her lifestyle or sexual preference or who she's attracted to does change how she treated me when we were growing up. She's still a really good sister. Whether she marries a woman or a man doesn't make a difference.
Okay. How did you find out Izina was gay?
I've known since I was little. I knew that there was something different about her, and I just didn't know the word for it. To me, it was just strange knowing that she had a boyfriend at some point. It just didn't seem right. The appropriate fit for her when I was growing up was to be with the girl. And I think the first time I really noticed, I must have been 5. I just knew she wasn't like other girls.
Okay. What is your opinion on how the family reacted to Izina's sexuality?
It made me afraid to ever admit any secret about myself. For there to be such a negative outcry to someone that they claim to love just didn't make me feel safe. It made me reluctant to be honest about anything.
How did you deal with it? Their reaction from the family. How did you deal with it?
I think I internalized my uncomfortability. It pretty much translate into inner turmoil. Because to me, she wasn't any different. Saying it or not saying it didn't change anything. And then for there to be so, you know, much, for there to be such a negative reaction, I personally just turned it inward and felt like it kind of made me feel as if their negative reaction to her could translate into negative reactions to all of us at some point. If they act so strongly over something that to me was so trivial, then how would they react to something big? Because I didn't see her coming out as, you know, a big thing. That was a really long answer.
How would you feel if your daughters were gay?
I wouldn't care. There's no reason to care. I love them no matter what. I'd probably be more upset if they didn't want children. And if they're gay. I want grandbabies. Adopt some babies. Do something. I personally would just want them to be happy and in love and, you know, express that love openly without being afraid. I would, if they were gay and they told me about it instead of keeping it a secret, I would take that as an expression of trust. Mm-hmm. That they love me so much that they could be honest when so many kids are so afraid to tell their parents, you know, that they're gay or anything.
Okay. Do you think people are born gay?
Yes.
Why?
I do. There are two answers. There was a scientific study that stated if a family, a woman and a man had 5 sons, that eventually her body will produce so much estrogen by the 5th pregnancy that the baby will be effeminate. It doesn't necessarily mean that the 5th son will be gay, but he'll be effeminate from the overproduction of estrogen. And there was also the argument of nature versus nurture, but with the person being born in, I consider what I would consider a neutral environment. No one's placing any stigma towards this child yet, that they will, children are honest, they will eagerly express what they like and what they don't like. No one could make a child gay. If a 3 or 5-year-old knows that they like someone of the same sex, they like someone of the same sex. I feel like that's proof enough. Children are very honest and open.
How does it make you feel when people talk badly about gay people?
It upsets me. Makes me angry. Because it's no different than how people used to talk about black people or Asian people. A gay person can't make themselves not gay. So what's the point of being angry about it? What is so offensive about this person's person that it affects you? It doesn't. It's the same as when people were so upset and up in arms over, you know, black people. What is so offensive about their skin color? It doesn't affect you at all. They can't change whether they're black or not. So what's the point? They're not broken. You don't fix it. It makes me upset that everyone feel so negatively about it when it has nothing to do with them.
If there's anything you could say to Z right now, what would you tell her?
I don't want her to ever feel afraid be who she is. You know, I don't want her to think that the whole world is against her. Every day is changing little by little, and eventually people will come around.
Being comfortable with yourself is very important, and although it can be hard, you should always love yourself unconditionally. Although Izina went through a lot, she has overcome all of it and is now able to be in a committed relationship with women and have her family support her 110%.